Hello? Hello there, good morning. Is it possible if I can please speak with Linda Salmon, please?
It's Linda that's speaking.
Hi, darling. My name's Billy. I'm giving you a call today from MMA Legal. We're currently contacting you regarding the Scottish redress claim you applied for due to mistreatment and abuse whilst you was within the care system.
Yeah.
So you've come through to me today just to explain the whole procedure to you, make sure we've got your details on file, and if it is something you're happy with, we can get you that case sent off a submission for you today.
Okay.
Perfect. So I'm just going to make sure I've got your details on file correctly from your application. I believe it's Linda and Salmond is with a D at the end. Is that correct, Robin?
Yeah, that's right.
Perfect. And can I please ask you, is it Ms. Miss or Mrs.?
Miss.
Miss. Perfect. No problem. And Linda Salmond, was that your full name while she was within the care system? Or is there any other
no.
names that I should have down for you?
Perfect.
That was Linda Redpath. Redpath, is that
R-E-D-P-A-T-H? H, yeah, that's right.
Perfect, thank you for that, darling. And have a look here on your application. This number that we're speaking to you on now at the moment, is that the best number for you? The line is to disconnect for any reason? Perfect.
Yeah.
And if I am correct, you provided us with an email of lindasalmond2014@gmail.com. Again, is that correct, darling?
Yeah.
Perfect. Can I please ask you for your date of birth there, please, Linda?
It's 2/10/71.
Perfect. And, yep. So, now, can I ask you, when you were within the care system, was it just you that was placed into care, or did you have any siblings with you that you was aware of?
Just me.
Just you, no problem whatsoever. And could I please ask you for your current home postcode where you are residing at the moment, please, darling?
It's a KY12 9QY.
9Q for Quebec,
Mighty
Yankee?
Yeah.
Is that Erskine Wind in
Dunfermline? It is, yeah.
Perfect. What number door is that, darling?
37.
37. Now, before I go any further, what I want to explain to you is it's never going to be the case where we're going to expect you to go and locate evidence or locate your files and go and stand in court and prove this. That is not what we expect whatsoever. The reason for that is because we know there's nowhere for you to go and get that information, and we wouldn't be here to put you through with that whatsoever. We take a brief statement from you just to have an understanding of where you was placed and what you've had to deal with. And from that, we locate all of your files. We contact the local authorities and we will locate all files and all paperwork regarding yourself. Once we have that, that will basically just prove to us that you was within the places that we've discussed today. And then the value of your claim will be based upon your statement. So the best advice to you is do not worry. We don't actually expect you to go and get evidence or anything. And even if you do feel like that you would like to have a copy of your own documents back, I'm not sure if you've ever thought about that, but some people wouldn't like to have a copy of that information. Some people would. Now, we will always give you the option if you would like to have your own paperwork back. That wouldn't be an issue. We will be happy to provide that back to you. Is that something you've ever thought about, or is that not something you want to think about right about now?
Probably I'd like to maybe look at that, yeah.
Okay, well, don't worry, because we'll always double check that anyway before we submit that over to you. So don't worry, we will always get that sent out. If it is something you require, it will come over to you. That's not an issue. Because some people would like to have a bit of an understanding of the background. Some people are already aware of that and wouldn't like to. So at least you know that that option is there, darling. Okay. You said you had no siblings within the care system. Can I please ask you what your parents were called, please, mum or dad?
So, to tell you the truth, I did. I had two sisters in the care home, but they've recently passed away.
No problem. The only issue, the only reason why I asked that information is because if we were to go to the local authority, now, they are, as you can imagine, they're the ones that are paying out the money now. Now, I understand no money is going to take away what you've dealt with, but it is the only bit of justice that we'll get the maximum amount that we possibly can. Now, if we were to go to them, we'll say, we've got 10 Mrs. Linda Salmons on the system, and we can't provide it back to you until you can prove which one you're talking about. So that's when we were paid. This was the name of the siblings, and this is the name of the parents. So can I please state your siblings' names, please? I'm sorry to hear they have passed.
It was Jacqueline Redpath and Joyce Redpath.
And what was the name of your mum or dad?
My mum was called Elizabeth Redpath.
Well, that's enough information there for me. There's no reason that they can't dispute what they have been provided with there, so do not worry. Thank you so much for that information. Can I please ask you, with this claim ongoing, the most important thing that we would require from you is a beneficiary. So basically what that would mean is, for any reason anything was to happen to you over the next few months of the claim ongoing through, if anything was to happen to you, is there anybody that you would be happy for this payment to be released to? Whether
probably
it's family or daughter. Is she over the age of 18, darling?
Yeah.
Perfect. What's her name for me?
Her name's Kerry Salmond.
Kerry, it's K-E-R-R-Y, is that correct, darling?
Yeah.
Perfect, no problem. Now, again, she won't be contacted. That would only be in regards to, obviously, like I say, the worst was to happen. But if there's anything that you need over the time anyway, what I'll do with you is I will already bob you a message over on WhatsApp, so you've got direct contact for me there. So for any reason, if you have any questions or if you want to know where your claim is up to, all you need to do is bob me a message and I can let you know where that case is up to from this point onwards. Now, could I please ask you, when you were first placed into care, can I ask you how old you was, if you do remember that?
I was 13 years old.
So if I am correct, it would have been around about
1984. Yeah.
No problem. And do you know where you were first placed, darling?
It was in a place called Snowdon. And that was
Snowdon?
In Stirling. Yeah.
In Stirling. Now, I've had a very few customers myself, or clients, should I say, in regards to this place, so it's not going to be the first time that I am going to hear stories about this. So let me just get that on here for you. How long was you there for, roughly, if you do remember, darling?
I think it was about... I think it was about 18 months or 16 months, I think.
No problem. So around about... So around 18, so just over a year, if not to 2 years, that's not an issue.
Yeah.
And could I please ask you to give me an understanding of what you've had to deal with within Snowdon? When you first arrived here, did you have any sort of understanding of what was going on? Did anybody break anything down to you or comfort you?
No, not.
And can I ask you, what was it like with the children running around with the staff quite boisterous towards you? Can I ask you for your memories of Snowdon, please, darling?
You were kind of like, it was a bit of like kind of mixed up, because like I was only there because I didn't like to go, I didn't want to go to school. Where it was, I think it was an early
That's the neglect
school.
Right away.
I think it was so an LSD school.
Bless you. Can I ask you what the punishment was it like in here?
Punishment was to strip you down to an ITER and you had to go around to a member of staff.
Sorry. And can I ask you, while she was here as well, did any of the staff ever be physical towards you, whether they would hit you, push you, prod at you, flick you?
No, but I did see it done so to other people.
Did you ever get sexually assaulted within this place, or felt like they were making you feel uncomfortable in any way, shape or form in like within this place? No problem here.
No.
Can I ask you, in regards to the staff, did they ever keep you locked away as a punishment, or was you ever locked in your bedroom at night times or anything like that?
No. You were just, as I said, if you were, like, in my case, I used to, like, when I had to go back, I wouldn't go back. So then when I did go back, I was kind of confined to a staff member. So, like, even when I went for the toilet, they were at the door.
How was the other children with you in here? Did you ever get pits and all? Was there any kind of bullies or anyone that either you had to get into any fights or anything while she was within this place, darling?
There was quite a few that kind of pushed you a few times, but like I never really
nothing.
Retaliated.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you also, while she was here, did they stop any, say, visits to your family on the weekend or anything, darling, or did they ever take any of your property away from you?
Yes, of course.
And can I ask you here as well, was there ever any time where you would have her, say, to be taken to, say, a hallway or anything at the night time as a punishment, or ever, say, did you ever wet the bed and they would make other children aware of your situation?
No.
No, perfect, well, not a problem.
Well, to tell you the truth, like, I think it was, like, once a month, like, we all sat in a group, like, in a circle, and the head man that was in, well, I don't think he was, I think he was the second head person, he would make it known to everybody, like, about people.
They kind of out you all in front of the group and stuff to embarrass you, think,
yeah.
Things
yeah.
like that. And not only that, from being a young age and of course being taken away, not having the correct curriculums and only being taken away because it is neglect already, just being taken away from your family just for the fact of you refusing to go to school. The reason I say that is because that is no reason to be taken from your home where you do feel comfort and you are given the correct curriculums, and not only that, you are also being provided love and you're at home with your family. To take you away from that, to pop you in places where you're only going to end up worse or off. So therefore, that is neglect instantly for being taken off your family just for that reason alone. Never mind, obviously, what you have had to deal with being here. It does obviously take a toll and effect on your mental health throughout you being younger as well, because if you are locked away and these things are happening, people aren't going to be aware of your changes or anything like that. You're sat in a place here where you're not given the correct curriculum, you're not understanding why you've been placed here, and also if you are running away from school and stuff, there must have been a reason behind that. People could have sat down and obviously spoke to you and helped your mum. But no,
they ever did.
They didn't, again. So therefore, you're a young girl and you have been placed in situations like this to have it, so that would be neglect right away. So what I'm going to do is I'm just getting that filled in regarding here for you and what I am going to do from there. You said you was here for around, say, 16 to 18 months, is that correct, darling?
Yeah.
Get here.
I mean, there was no, in this place, there was only 3 rooms which was supposed to be school, and there was no anything that even situated with school.
Say again, say you're taken away from your children from refusal to go to school, but they're not providing you the correct curriculums or the correct education whilst you are within these places whatsoever. And it is unfortunate, like I say, there was nobody there. People tried to cry out for help or even speak to the parents, and what they was doing within them times is just stopping seeing the parents on certain dates, so they couldn't cry out. Knowing that some people was picked up off the police early hours in the morning at the side of the road in their underwear and things at such a young age, and the police have taken them back to their homes, not questioning what's going on.
Yeah,
a lot of things, obviously, I'm sorry to hear that, and I can reassure you. Like I say, it's also, these are things that people that happened to people a long time ago. Nobody's ever been there to obviously speak out for these kind of people. It took one person to go ahead and file a claim, and that person's helped everybody else. Even you today, making a claim is helping somebody else, because there'll be so many different people that would have made a claim or even reported these kind of impacts happening within these places. And the more people that file claims against them, the more cases will be secure for yourself, if that makes sense, because no one's ever here to question you to say you are lying in any way, shape or form. What we're here trying to do is build this case as strong as we possibly can, so we can get you that reassurance and that justice that you deserve, and I promise you we will go ahead and do that. Now, we also do need to make you aware that you can apply for this without a solicitor, and you can instruct a solicitor who participates in government legal fee schemes where anything up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, and you also can instruct a private agreement. Now, we do not participate in government legal fee schemes. We will work in your very best interest. So if you're choosing us as we are speaking to you today, it will be no win, no fee. So if the case is unsuccessful for any reason, you won't be charged a single penny. And if the case is successful, the maximum fee the solicitors will take is 16% plus VAT. And that basically is 20%, which covers the work they do, and they will ensure to get you the maximum amount. Now, they'll go full steam ahead. So as soon as they locate your files, them files will prove that you was within these places. Everything else that we've discussed today, they will build that case upon that for you. So they will be sure not to accept anything less. Now, it would be wrong for me to give you a direct value, of course. But what I can tell you is each claim will average at around 48,000. That's all we can make you aware of at the moment. You can be looking at a lot more than that, but it'd be wrong for me to give you any higher values. Is that okay with you, darling?
Yeah, that's fine.
Now, well, obviously you was here for around 18 months, let's just say.
Yeah.
Could I please ask you, after here, was you then taken home or was you positioned in anywhere else, darling?
I was put somewhere else.
Can I ask you, where was it you was taken to after her?
I went to a place called Wimbledon.
Wimbledon. So I've heard of this a lot of times as well.
Yeah.
Let me get that on here for you.
That was in Glenwater.
Glenwater.
Yeah.
And you was here, I'm assuming, was you sent there from Snowdon?
Yeah, but my parents kind of fought for me to get kind of nearer to home. Because I wasn't eating or anything in Snowdon. And so eventually, I don't know how, but I managed to then get put into Wimbledon.
Bless you, so let me get that on here for you. And how long would you say that you was in Wimbledon for, if you had to guess, darling?
I was there, I think I was there about 6 months.
6 months,
actually, I actually fell pregnant, so they let me leave. And I think the August, where I should have been there to like the December.
What I'm going to do is just going to say, I was placed in Wimbledon as parents for me to be closer to home. And can I ask you, what was it like when you first arrived here?
It was a lot better there.
It seemed better from the arrival. And can I ask you for your memories here? When did that change, Sally?
Probably as soon as I got there.
Yeah. So can I ask you, in regards to yourself, was you kind of secluded and sent to your bedroom again, no comfort or no explanation, nobody giving you any compassion or anything?
No.
And was you ever locked in your room, or was anything ever under lock and key in here?
No.
No problem. Can I ask you, was food always an option while she was at Wimbledon House?
Yeah, that was a lot better. I had like her own in-house cook sort of thing, and she made you what you like to eat.
Perfect. So you're getting a good healthy meal there, so the easy side of things did become a lot better for you. Perfect.
Yeah.
Could I ask you, did any of the staff allow you to drink or smoke within this place?
No, I didn't drink or smoke anyway.
Perfect. Perfect. And in regards to here, was the children okay with you, or was they fighting or getting quite boisterous?
Yeah, they were quite boisterous.
Can I ask you, while she was here, darling, was there any sexual assault while she was in Wimbledon House?
No, but there was one night one of the carers came into my room and I just kind of froze and pretended I was sleeping. And then he just went out again, but I did report it to one of the female staff.
Yeah. Sorry to hear that. And did any of the staff ever assist you to the showers or anything like that when you would go to the showers, darling? Would they ever say they'd have to wash you or help you or even watch you wash or anything?
No, you had like locked shower rooms here where you didn't and snowed in. You had to share with all different girls. But up there you had your own privacy, which was really good.
Perfect. Can I ask you also, when you was here, darling, was there ever any situations where any of the staff would ever pick at you, prod at you, or even hit you in any way, shape or form?
No.
Can I ask you as well, you said you fell pregnant here, was that due to anybody within this care home, children or staff?
No, it was a boyfriend back home.
And is there any memories from here that you feel like you're not happy with and you do want me to get down as well for you that we've discussed today?
No, I think that was kind of like a saviour going to the second place. I mean, in the first place, I did try to commit suicide. I tried taking painkillers.
Right.
Because it was just really quite a horrendous place.
Yes, you want me to get that here for you. So what I have done is I have still made him aware, obviously, of your time within at Wimbledon House. But what I have also done for you as well is I put there that you was happy being there. But most importantly, there is some things that obviously you wasn't treated within the correct curriculum either there, darling. So I have just basically noted that just for ourselves and for you to make sure we file that for you too. Because there was some things where I do feel like you possibly could have been treated a lot better within your time within these places as well. So I have got it about Wimbledon House too, but what I am going to do, you said that you felt suicidal when you was within Snowdon, is that correct, darling?
Yeah.
Let me get that on here for you, because that's not acceptable either. And you said obviously you was hungry quite a lot here, you didn't really like the food.
It was kind of like, I was run to like a sort of schedule thing. So basically, what they made to eat was what you were to eat. Well, what they made, that was what you were to eat. I mean, there were some times I just sat and all I had for tea was a slice of butter with bread with butter. And there was one member that one of the kitchen people used to say, I shouldn't do this, but I'll make you a wee bit of something else. And maybe like once a month or something like that, she would make me something different. But apart from that, I used to just starve all the time.
So sorry that you have to deal with this. Obviously, it's not acceptable whatsoever, and obviously you've not been able to cry at all, getting any help from any of your parents, or even get, like I say, entitled to the bare minimum of the food and things like that. You're not in a prison.
I mean, it was out of like my parents' hands. I mean, there was nothing they could do or say because it was all to do with the system and stuff like that. So, like, it didn't matter what they said.
And they wouldn't really, it was all about them really and not about yourself.
Once you were put in that home, that was it. They had full control of you. I mean, if I didn't want to go back, they would just send the police to my mum's house and they would just arrest me and lock me. Whether I was screaming and shouting or I had put my
head in. Do you think they would ask you why you're running away from these places? You think they would ask you what's going on and why you don't want to go back. But again, they didn't take into their care whatsoever what was going on with you within these places. Can I ask you, what I am going to do for you, Dan, is I'm going to secure your account with a password just to be on the safe side. So if anyone does call you over the next few months to claim ongoing and they offer you anything small, any small amounts or anything like that, don't accept it. But most importantly, just so you know who you are dealing with, just ask them for the password. Now, is there any word that is memorable to you that you would be happy for us to use as a password for you, Linda?
Probably one of my sister's names, I think.
Yeah, shall I? Actually, what I'll do for you, just give me a second, let me have a look here. How about we do your sister's names and we use Jack and Joyce? How about that?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Perfect. So we've got password as Jack with a Q and Joyce. Perfect. So if anyone calls you, you just say, what is my password? And if they can't phrase the password that we've set with you today, hang up the phone on them, darling. Now, do you have WhatsApp at all?
I do, yeah.
Brilliant. So what I'm going to do for you now is I'm going to bob you a message over on WhatsApp just so you've got direct contact for me there moving forward. So over the next few weeks, if there's anything you forgot to mention to me or if you want to know where your case is up to, or even if I'm trying to get through to you and you're not able to answer, I can bob you a message over with your updates that way and you're not left in limbo. Yeah. Now, what we do require from you, darling, is a picture of your ID. Have you got anything like a driver's license or a passport or a provisional? Perfect. Would you be able to go and take a picture of that for me whilst you are on the phone with me?
Yeah.
Brilliant. We would also require a letter. Now, it can be any letter dated to you in the last 3 months. It just needs to have your name, address and the date on there for me, please.
Right. If you just give me a couple minutes.
Yes, take your time. Do not worry.
Right, okay.
I've just had an email through. Is that yourself that's bobbed me a message over with your email, darling? brendan-salmond@live.co.uk.
Yes.
Is that your partner's email? Is that a friend's email?
It's her son's email. She doesn't actually have an email address.
That's fine. That's not a problem. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get your email changed onto the system for you, because I did have an email here with lindasalmond2014@gmail.com.
I'm not sure. Can you send an email to that one and I'll send the photos over to you?
Yeah, I've also sent you a message over on WhatsApp, darling. So if you go on WhatsApp, you've got a message there from me. It'll be easier for you to send the photos that way.
Okay, 2 seconds. You're supposed to take knowledge.
Don't worry. Do not worry. I'll talk you through it each step as you go.
Yeah. There's a letter with our address and our driver's license.
So the letter, the only thing is, darling, would you be able to retake the letter showing all four corners and move your finger away from the date? Because they will just need to see the date that the letter was sent out to you so they know
you're okay.
Have done everything else perfect, so thank you for that.
Is that one any better?
That that need a suit. That's perfect. That's fantastic. Yeah. Now, most importantly, you've also had a document that's been sent over to you on text message. So I'll talk you through it. It's not on WhatsApp. It's on your normal text, and it would have gone through to you over email as well. But I'm going to get your email changed over to the Brendan's email that you've just sent me. Now, if you could just go on your normal text messages for me, you would have had a text that's been sent over from the solicitors, and it just needs you to send that back for you to say you're happy for us to take the next step, and most importantly, you're happy for us to go ahead and basically get your files too. Now, it should be coming through to you in the next 2 seconds. I'll send that over now, and I'll talk you through it, so do not worry whatsoever. So you should have a message that will come through to your text messages right about now.
Yeah, I've got it.
Perfect. So if you click on that link for me, it will bring you straight up to a box that will ask for your signature. Now, you draw your signature in that box with your finger the best way that you possibly could. Let me just see if that's come back through for you, darling. Just give me 2 seconds. That's everything on regards to yourself. So your case is fully in perfect process now to get sent off for submission. So your case will be sent off today.
Okay,
if there's anything you need, you bob me a message over, and as soon as I've got your updates on the next cases of your stages, I will be the first to contact you, darling, okay?
Okay, perfect, thank you.
Thank you. Cheers, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.